You're listening to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham.
I was talking to the moon. I think it's time to make a change. It's happening soon. Time to pull up the roots and rearrange.
That's the voice of May Erlewine singing from her latest album. The title is Mother Lion. The Big Rapids native has been making music in the Traverse City area for more than 15 years, and she's an integral part of the Earthwork Music Collective. Now, Erlewine is out with her 10th solo album, and she's introducing it first to Michigan audiences. She spoke with Stateside producer Mercedes Mejia.
Yeah, I really thought a lot about how to release it, and I've been so lifted up and supported by the community here. So it seemed really fun and sort of tangible to be able to actually physically give the record and present the songs. I also haven't played most of them live ever. So it's sort of really presenting all of it as a whole piece for the first time. And then in November it'll be released and we're doing a tour out east and then starting to get it out into the world a little bit broader. So
this was the first time that you worked with a producer in studio. And I'm wondering, can you describe what that process was like for you?
Well, it's hard to offer up that much sharing of the creative roles. So I never did because I have a pretty strong vision a lot of time for my songs and feel attached to it in a certain way. And I worked with Tyler Duncan, who's local to Ann Arbor, and he produced the record and is also touring with me to release it. So the song that sort of sparked this collaboration was the song Wild. That's the opening track from the record. And I played it at a festival, at the Water Festival. And Tyler was there and he heard it. And he came up and said something about it afterwards. And I just looked at him and I felt like he really understood it on a different level of where I was coming from with the song. And in that moment, I've been kind of wanting to work with him for many years. I've known him for a long time. And have always had it in the back of my mind as something I'd like to do. And in that moment, I thought, now might be the time to do this.
If they ask about me, tell them I'm just taking my time. Tell them not to go looking, cause they won't like what they find. And if they wonder what it is that keeps the spark in that shine, they're gonna wonder. Long time. I want the dawn to break me open. Wanna breathe and be unbroken. I want it to take a while. I wanna be wild. I wanna be wild.
It's been a long process of sort of having that conversation and then visioning the record and then actualizing it. And it's been very intentional. And really a magical collaboration. He's a very special producer, friend, musician. He's very supportive of fostering a creative, vulnerable space and really encouraging you to go for it in ways that are not the norm. So he's kind of been this protector of vulnerable art and sharing difficult things and emotions that might not have space otherwise. So he's been a great steward of these really tender songs.
Long after I'm gone, I wanna feel the years I've traveled. I wanna let myself unravel. Every minute, every mile, I wanna be wild. I wanna be wild.
On your website, I read this album was born of deep change and gratitude, grief and courage. And I'm wondering how you deliver these songs, how important the lyrics are, and how you want to communicate them to your audience.
To me, the words are probably the most important. And the vocals on this record are very intimate and almost like a speaking way. So it's definitely delivering, like it's like a conversation, a very personal conversation is what the record feels like to me. So the words are very, very crucial in that. And then it was actually really looking at the global grief that we're experiencing right now and just all the tragedy that's happening and how much pain we're carrying in a society that's very fast-paced. And there's not a lot of sort of support for the grief of, like, maybe the political climate or the grief of the environmental climate or just the things we carry in our hearts in our own personal lives. So there's not a lot of good structures on how to deal with that, especially when it's more of the global grief. So these songs are sort of, they're very personal, but then they're also really hitting on that sentiment of it's okay to feel these difficult things and trying to make a little room for it.
Well, let's take a listen to the single Never One Thing.
I'm the underbelly, I am the claw, never one thing, no, not one thing at all. I'm a street fighter, I'm a prayer for peace, I'm a holy roller, I'm a honeybee. I am the truth, I am a lie, I am the ground, I am the sky. I am the silence, I am the call, never one thing, no, not one thing at all. I'm the underbelly, I am the claw, never one thing, no, not one thing at all. I'm a street fighter, I'm a prayer for peace, I'm a holy roller, I'm a honeybee.
The song came from the Whitman quote, it's like, I am large and contain multitudes. It was written for an all-female group originally, and that group never ended up performing live, so this song has been sitting around, and then when I began to work with Tyler, I showed him this song, and he was excited about it, and he asked me to just write as many verses as I could. And so I really, like, dove into the idea of that we're kind of asked to be and fit in these, like, labels and boxes, and even as artists, we do that. But especially as women, it's like a hard road to break out of the confines of what we've been told to be. So this song is really like kind of blasting out of the stigmas. And it was definitely for me as a woman in the world and now being a mother to a little girl, very important to try to break some of those confines open.
Well, let's take a listen to one more song off your new album before we let you go. This one is called Hurricane.
Here we are, just waiting on the sky, all teary with the heartache in our eyes. I will love you until the day I die. That much is true.
This song is probably the most kind of fiery on the record, and it's a song about not being able to escape from our past and letting that be slightly scary, but also a comfort that we can lean into our past and our experiences supporting where we are. And so it's a powerful thing to look back sometimes, and that's sort of what the song is about. It's one of my favorite ones to play. There's like a really cool, like, kind of distorted guitar riff, and it just has a lot of energy to it that's fun. And the harmonies are really exciting, too. So that one's been fun to play.
May Erlewine has a few album release shows coming up, including one tonight at the 10 Pound Fiddle in East Lansing, and then on Saturday at the Arc in Ann Arbor. You can find details on our website, michiganradio.org. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Say what's done is done.